Hello, everybody. This is Ray Renati. That's right. Ray Renati. Why not? I'll call myself Ray Ray from now on. Maybe it'll get me more listeners. And this is my green room, and you are here. Welcome. What are we going to talk about today? Let's see. A few things. I went and saw a production of Sweeney Todd at San Jose Stage Company. Sweeney Todd, if you don't know, is a musical written by the great Stephen Sondheim, who I think is the Shakespeare of our time, and many believe it's his greatest musical. I actually do believe that. How was this production? Well, it was pretty good. The acting was good. The singing was perfect. They had a small band, orchestra, that sounded wonderful. One of the things I liked is they kept the judge's song in, which they often remove. The judge is one of the characters in the play who is lusting after Joanna, who is Sweeney Todd's daughter. See, Sweeney Todd comes back after 15 years of being captive as a prisoner on an island because of the judge. And this judge, Judge Turpin, is lusting after Joanna. And often they take his song out because it's too provocative for the audience. Now, the only problem I had, though, is they kind of cleaned it up. If you're going to make it work, you need to see Joanna on stage, unaware that the judge is staring at her with lust. And the song is supposed to end with him, well, for lack of a better term, climaxing after beating himself with a whip on the back, self-flagellation while he's singing the song. They didn't do it that way. The actor just stood there and simulated whipping himself as the orchestra made a whipping sound with some sort of instrument, and Joanna was lying flat on a top of a chest. There was nothing sexy about it. There was nothing lustful about it. They took all of the vim and vigor out of it. Kind of pissed me off. If you're going to do it that way, just leave it out. See, because that song provides an opposition to Sweeney, and then you understand Sweeney's anger and rage more. Sweeney Todd, in case you don't know, he's a barber. And when he comes back from his exile, he decides to kill people in his barbershop by slitting their throats. And then, with Mrs. Lovett, make meat pies out of them. Now, his number one nemesis is the judge. And if you're going to do that song, which I think you should, make sure that you make the judge look like an extremely troubled human being so that the whole thing makes sense. But they didn't do it that way, which I found disappointing. And the other thing I found disappointing was there is so much comedy and an interest in the barber chair. Usually, this is the way it's usually done. Sweeney's barber chair, a customer comes in, he sings a song, he slits their throat, he pulls a lever, they fall back into a chute, which goes out down into the basement where Mrs. Lovett then grinds them up to make meat pies. But they didn't do that. They just had people sit in a chair, and then a red light would flash when Sweeney slit their throat. A lighting cue. There was a big red light on stage, and then the actor would just sit there in the chair for a while and then get up and walk away. It was really bizarre. And then someone would pour a bucket of blood into another bucket. It was all very symbolic, but it took all the fun out of it. Another thing I hated was there was a scene where Sweeney and Pirelli, who is a con man, pretends to be a dispenser of elixirs to heal many things and get rid of baldness, etc., challenges Sweeney to a haircut off, for lack of a better term. So they're supposed to see who can give the closest shave and best haircut to two people. And it's usually a very, very funny scene, but this didn't work. They put two headless mannequins in chairs and then put bibs around them. It took all the life out of it. I hated it. I didn't like any of those choices. It's a shame because otherwise I think the play would have been good. There were some other issues, but I won't mention them. Overall, it was a good show, but I think it could have been a lot better. Could have used a bigger ensemble as well. The cast was too small. It was okay. I've seen better productions of it, but I enjoyed it. What else is going on? I went and saw Bonnie Raitt last week. The great singer Bonnie Raitt. You know, she's 68 or 69 years old now. The activist, the singer, the performer. The amazing guitarist Bonnie Raitt. A lot of people don't know that Bonnie Raitt is a superb guitar player. Now, she's known for her slide guitar. Slide guitar is when you either play a guitar that is actually a slide guitar and that lays flat, or you play an electric guitar with a cylinder on your finger. That's what she does. And it's beautiful. And one of the highlights of the shows was she played a song from a blues legend from the South. I can't remember his name. Apparently, she worked with him and learned a lot from him many years ago. And she played one of his songs. And she played on an acoustic guitar. She played blues on an acoustic guitar with all of the riffs and everything that this man did. All of the subtleties and complicated riffs. And it was extraordinary. And another thing that I loved during this show was she had a new arrangement of Angel from Montgomery, the great song by John Prine that Bonnie Raitt made famous. A brand new arrangement. Done differently than I've ever heard her do it before. And she made it as a tribute to women around the world who aren't given a voice. It was outstanding. The whole concert was outstanding. And I think she was sick. She kept having to wipe her nose. She apologized for it, made a joke out of it. One of the other great things about Bonnie Raitt is she comes from a theatrical family. Her father, John Raitt, was a Broadway star and the star of many TV shows and movies. And her mother was a musician. And you can see that Bonnie Raitt was brought up in a family of performers because she has such ease on stage and she relates so well with the audience in ways that I have never seen another performer, another music performer, another singer meet. I've never seen anyone meet her abilities in that. She's funny. She's relaxed. She improvises when there are drunk hecklers, which there were a couple. She handles them with absolute professionalism. She even had a curtain call at the end where she had all of her band come down and do a bow, just like you would see on a Hollywood stage, which I found very, very, a lot of fun and just enjoyed it thoroughly. So if you get a chance to see Bonnie Raitt, go to her website, get some information about her upcoming shows. She's on tour again. I think she loves to tour. She just toured a couple years ago. Now she's touring again. She has a brand new record out. There are a lot of airplanes flying around today. That's all right. I need the window open. It's too damn hot in here. And I also went and saw a production of Hamlet on the big screen from National Theatre Live, the National Theatre of London. And I've mentioned this before. They do this incredible thing where they distribute their plays to movie theaters across the country here in the United States. And if you go to National Theatre Live, you can find out which of their plays from the London stage are going to be showing at a theater near you. And it's usually just a one night, a one-off thing. I went and saw Hamlet, starring the incredible Benedict Cumberbatch. What a great actor. He did a fantastic job playing Hamlet. He was He was a troubled, jealous, tortured person from the beginning of the play to the end. There were always tears in his eyes the entire production. It was really quite moving. The set, I could tell in person, if you were there in person, the set itself was like a character and had to have been sublimely otherworldly amazing. It had this depth to it. There was like a long hallway that went into sort of like an abyss, but you couldn't feel any of that from the two-dimensional screen that we watched it on. So I think that really took a lot away from the play. But it was an excellent production. And I like, usually when I see Shakespeare done from an English or British company, they don't do a lot of cutting like we do here of the script. So it was long. It was long, but it was worth it. And if you get a chance to see it, check it out. He's a great actor, and the whole cast is wonderful. Hamlet, National Theater Live. Just Google it. National Theater Live. That's right. Well, that's it for today. Just keeping it short, telling you what I've been up to. I'm going to be starting a play. I'm going to start rehearsing for a play in about a week and a half. Brand new play called You Are My Sunshine, which is going to be playing for 2 weeks in April at the Phoenix Theater in San Francisco. More information to come. You know, if you like my podcast, you listen to it, tell a friend. Tell a friend about my podcast. It's Ray's Green Room or Green Room Radio or In the Green Room. You can look it up anywhere like that. Just go to my site, my website, rayrenati.com, and there's a link there to the podcast page. And you can listen to all of the episodes there. It's also available on iTunes and Podbean and Stitcher and Google Play and all over the place. Yeah. Great. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be here again soon. I'm going to start broadcasting. I'm going to start trying to broadcast every other day. I love doing this. I just love it. If you get a chance, also go on to gabnet.net from about 7:30 p.m. Pacific time till 9 o'clock Pacific time. I'm often on a citizens panel there on Alex Bennett's internet TV show that starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Try to get on there at the beginning because he often has a great interview with a celebrity or somebody who's an expert in one thing or another. And then a bunch of us go on as the citizens panel, and we talk. And it's sort of reminiscent of Alex Bennett's radio show that he used to have on KMEL and Live 105 many years ago. He's in New York now just doing his own thing. So check that out, gabnet.net. And rayrenati.com to find my podcast, or go to raysgreenroom.com and you'll get right to the podcast page. And as I said, please tell people about this podcast. I need more listeners if I'm going to keep doing this. This ain't a hobby. I've been doing this for over a year and I want to keep doing it. So I need more listeners, and I need some reviews on iTunes. If you go to iTunes and give me a review, there's a link right on my website, raysgreenroom.com. Right, go right to iTunes, and you can give me a fair review right there, anything you want. And you'll see all my episodes. Well, you have a wonderful day, evening, morning, whatever it happens to be. And I look so forward to talking with you again. You can contact me anytime at rayrenati@gmail.com or go to my website, RayBernardi.com, and there's a form on there. You can fill it out, and I'd be happy to answer any questions, have a chit-chat, and tell your friends. And until next time, I will see you on the boards. Good night, everybody.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man's another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder was desire, this old house would have burned down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just the hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. Weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how hard I tried, the years, they just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can't hear them buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a Aren't we?